Can I be on the stack? It's Richard.
I will first recognize anyone who wants to dispose of this resolution in some manner.
I would refer this and frankly anything else that affects the unpaid staff. In fact, I thought that's what we just voted for, that the motions with regard to unpaid staff would in fact be discussed in this working group before being brought back to this committee. So I would think it would be in order to withdraw anything that we've sent to the PND affecting unpaid staff until we've had those discussions, provided, you know, I certainly was serious when I suggested that we need to engage in dialogue, and until we do so, I don't see, it seems to me that people are making motions and offering suggestions without a full understanding of what the issues are.
May I get on the stack, please?
If we must, hearing no motion to dispose of it,
I referred to the committee along with everything.
No, she did. I hear. Is that a motion, Serene, that you want to put?
Yeah.
You want to include that in the motions under consideration that will be discussed on the conference?
Yes,
call?
And in fact,
okay.
I thought that's what we had agreed to do.
Point of order.
Well, this hadn't come up yet.
I recognize point of order.
That is in fact what we did, but that didn't preclude our discussing it on this committee.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
Okay, we did vote to refer motions to the work group, but that does not preclude this committee's discussing it, which is our proper
review. I don't understand that. Why would we refer to the working group and then waste committee time discussing it before the working group has had a time to have the meeting? And
because it doesn't, because one does not preclude the other.
On the staff.
This
point of information.
Dilatory.
Thank you.
I have a point of information.
This is Serene?
This is Serene.
Okay.
Serene, what's your point?
And this is a parliamentary issue, I guess. I thought the point of referring something to a group, which is what I thought that vote did, refer these issues about unpaid staff to the working group, would then mean that this committee, having referred it, would not continue to discuss it tonight. So why are we discussing it tonight?
Because the member requested to be on the stack to discuss it.
I'm sorry?
Well,
because what?
In a point of personal privilege, the person who's talking about not discussing it started off discussing it for about 2 minutes before she got around to saying it should be moved to a committee. So I don't like this duplicity. You want to move it to committee, fine, but don't give a speech before you do that.
Order, please. Is there objection to referring this to the work group?
Point of order. Point of order, Mary Berg. I object to the use of the term duplicity.
As do I.
I admonish the member for using that particular term.
I'll just refer you all to a dictionary.
Would you name the member?
Well, that goes to the motive, and we don't. That's not allowed.
Point of order.
There's a point of order requested.
Would you please name the member, the offending member?
What?
Yawn.
Well, under Roberts, we don't refer to the members by name. So.
Actually, if you're watching someone, you can.
I am home.
The member speaking may request that a member be admonished by name, and that will require a vote of the group.
Okay, let's vote.
Okay.
That is my request.
A point of order, Terry?
Yes.
This is Wendy. How many people are on the call?
In the last vote, we had a quorum.
Had 8, or maybe... Even 9, let's see. The last vote, which was at about, 15 minutes ago or something, that had 9. Nobody was on that wasn't on.
I won't make you go through it. Thanks.
Okay. Well, we're about to take a vote anyway, and that will establish. Okay, a member has requested that another member be named. In admonishment on this question, how does the body vote? please call the roll.
Can I just ask, so we're asking whether the member be admonished for being for saying duplicitous?
Yes, whether the member who said duplicitous be named in the records of this meeting.
Well, the member has already admonished them.
Oh, dear.
That he be named.
Point of information.
Yes?
I wasn't aware that in the meeting records, I thought the business about, we talk about the member verbally in the meeting, but the records, they've been saying who moved what and who did what. So are we voting? The minutes would normally show that. So I'm not clear where we're voting, because you say the records, meaning the only records we have are the minutes.
Right. A member has asked that another member be named in the minutes. As
I have no objection to being named for what I said.
Oh, well, then we don't need to vote.
That is
correct. I'm offended by it. I'm going to vote against it.
Well, if the member that's talked about doesn't object, how can we...
Then let the minutes still record.
Okay.
And
now I have a point of personal privilege.
Yes, Richard is.
I want to move to have Ms. Roberts admonished for falsely using points of information more than once tonight.
Falsely?
Calling a point of order and talking about something else.
Point of personal privilege.
I will first rule on the point of order. It is well taken. There's a point of personal privilege. Been requested.
I think before the word falsely can be used, it means that the member must have some special insight into which aspects of Robert's rules of orders I am fully conversant and which I'm working on.
All right.
I'll retract the word. Please rule this person out of order. I have the floor. I've been recognized. I would like to be able to speak.
Jan.
The previous point of order was not ruled well taken because of the word falsely. It is the chair's ruling that the member speaking has used points of information improperly. The member is recognized to continue.
I would ask that the word falsely, that the member be admonished for using the word falsely, as that implies that he knows what's in my head. And I assure you, he doesn't. That's one. Secondly, the member is simply mistaken or confused. I raised a point of information, and I asked a question. The question, incidentally, in spite of much uproar, was never answered, was never addressed, which might, in fact, give me cause to ask whether the person who made the first claim might have been misrepresenting facts at the time. But I chose not to do that. The issue about which he became so exercised was, in fact, not a point of order, but a point of information. Yes. And the chair eventually ruled that no one seemed to have the answer, so we would simply move on, which I'm not sure that's the best way to have addressed that, but, you know, I didn't appeal it, so I'm not going to do so now. But I think there's a level of confusion, not to mention, lack of warmth.
The member has been heard for her point of personal privilege. Further discussion on this particular item would be dilatory. May we now refer the motion under discussion to the work group without objection?
I'm sorry, there is a motion on the floor with regard to the admonition.
No. What admonition? Oh, I'm really confused.
Well,
I'm sorry.
The member himself said he had no problem with it. Someone else insisted that they wanted to be able to vote no. So where does that stand? Have you ruled on that?
Your point about the word falsely?
No, the admonishment with regard to duplicitous, which came before. You apparently agreed with falsely.
No. No, he didn't.
Now, the chair clarified that falsely was not the word that the chair was using improperly is why the chair ruled that particular point well taken.
I'm sorry. If you used a term that was different from the term that you would have used, why
point of
would
order.
You validate the point?
Point of order.
Rick.
Mr. Chair, Robert's rule says that when we descend into this kind of hell, where we're raising points of order, points of information, and so on, that subjugates the real work of the body, the whole process has descended into hell, and I would like you to rule that all of this is superfluous to the business of this committee, and we ought to move on with main motions that are relevant to the work of the committee.
Your point is well taken, and the chair had already ruled in that way by pointing out that further discussion was dilatory.
Right.
I'm asking if the motion that was entered can be referred to the committee without objection, work group.
I'm sorry. Because of all this, sorry to say that which motion are you referring to?
That would be new A.
The new A, right.
All
remaining motions?
Motions regarding unpaid staff record keeping. This includes the motion added to the agenda regarding uniform definition of unpaid staff. That is also proper concern of the work group.
Okay. To work group. Okay.
Now, Member Weisgall, is the motion that you have added proper consideration of the work group, or shall it remain on the agenda for the next meeting?
Oh, that's the next. We already said.
Yeah.
I would defer to the wishes of the chair, or if the chair wants to poll the body.
The chair believes that issues of management are not issues of unpaid staff, and that it should be on the agenda for the next meeting.
Yeah. Uh-huh, absolutely.
I think for other reasons, like we're exhausted, this is my second Pacifica National Committee meeting today.
Well, you're not the only one, Ted, so we've got several of us here.
Is it appropriate for a point of information? Is it appropriate to move to adjourn, or will that subjugate some of the work we need to do tonight?
Gee, I hope no one moves that. Let's vote on. Let's. Can't we take up this thing that we just...
Point of information for the chair.
I thought there was a vote pending to move it to work committee.
There's a vote pending.
Mary, what vote is pending?
The vote is to refer what we're called new A and all remaining motions on this topic to the working group in the
Is there objection to that?
There is.
No, but
I would like to make
process.
An objection.
Is that
Carolyn?
Mm-hmm. Carolyn, you're recognized?
Objection.
I would like to make the point that while these motions are referred to the work groups, we may still discuss them in this committee, which is a different formation, in essence, from the work group. I don't think this committee should be deprived of the right to discuss these motions simply because some members of the committee will now be on a work group. So my amendment would be that the motion be referred to the work group, but discussion may continue as it is inserted into the agenda on this committee.
But there's nobody alive to do it. Okay, let's see.
The members' intent can be accomplished just by moving all these items to a point on the next meeting agenda.
All right, so move. Thank you.
Now, I just have one concern also about the work group.
I'm sorry, I'd ask to be on the staff.
Serene was before Richard.
That's fine. Go ahead.
I move that we adjourn. It's 10:40 in New York.
Point of information, if we adjourn without having voted on in any case, all pending business is automatically moved next time. In any case, is it not?
Yes.
So we don't need to...
The motion to adjourn is always in order.
But, I mean, whether we did or not, all this stuff will go on the next agenda because we didn't take care of it tonight.
I think you're right, Mary.
It won't go to the work group.
Yeah.
And the work group,
It does both.
Yeah.
We referred it to the work group, and it is unfinished business.
You didn't pass the motion to reserve it to send it to the work group yet. That motion was pending when she made the motion to adjourn.
Well, maybe she'll remove her objection, and we can pass it without objection.
Point of order.
Ted is recognized for point of order.
Yeah. I respectfully request to disagree with the announcement by the chair without clarification that while a motion to adjourn is always in order, if you once approve the agenda, unless you have reached the end of the agenda, it is a privileged motion, it is debatable, and it requires a two-thirds vote due to the fact that we have already approved the agenda and the adjournment, and the item being adjournment being the last item on the agenda. So it is not just a motion that can not be debated if we have not reached the end of the agenda.
I'll rule that point well taken.
Thank you.
I'd like to be on the stack.
There's a motion to adjourn. Don't we have to vote on that?
No. No. That's, Ted just explained why, and then Terry said it was well taken.
But that makes the motion is still in order. The ruling is that debate on the question, that the question is debatable and that a two-thirds majority is required to pass.
The motion to adjourn is debatable?
Yeah, under this circumstance.
Oh.
Because it modifies the agenda.
Mm-hmm. May I be recognized?
I wanted to be on the stack, I had said, right?
May I be recognized? Am I?
Oh. I believe, well, please, the body should correct me on the stack. We have Mary, Serene, and Richard. Is that correct?
I think I was before Mary. I was waiting for Serene before we got into all of this, and then she spoke, and then we went into the procedural things.
Richard is recognized.
I think we should quickly make the motion to send these things to the work committee. The only thing I wouldn't send to the work committee is Ted's motion, because that doesn't have anything to do with unpaid staff. And then we can adjourn and get on to the next meeting and whatever else we have to do.
Well, let's see if anyone objects to referring all those items.
Well, I thought we sort of had done that because Carol.
No, because then we got into back and forth
and then,
we never actually finished
Carrie told
doing
her how her objection could be resolved.
Is that Serene speaking?
Yeah.
Can we postpone consideration of the motion to adjourn until after we have referred all matters of unpaid staff to the work group?
Yes, I was saying that I thought that by responding to Carolyn's concern, we had resolved the issue of the objection. She was the only person who had an objection, and you told her how that could be addressed.
But we didn't
have a
chance.
There are no remaining objection to referring matters of unpaid staff record-keeping and asking that the work group consider them.
There is no objection.
I'm sorry, repeat that last part.
You're fading.
Excuse me, there's no objection if our understanding is that these items will remain on the agenda for the next meeting. Thank you.
Terry, could you repeat your statement?
This committee is asking that all the current motions regarding unpaid staff record keeping
be referred to the committee.
Be referred to for consideration by the work group.
Mm-hmm. And there seems now to be no objection.
There's no objection anymore.
So, it passes without objection, is that correct?
And, yes.
Okay.
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 I need that we adjourn.
I think we have exhausted the agenda.
It's not the agenda that got exhausted, it's indefatigable.
No. Actually, hello?
The rest
hello?
Of us.
Hello?
Yes.
I did say that there was one thing I wanted to do when we were done with whatever.
Mm.
And I want to give notice that with regard to the motions passed at our last meeting, move for reconsideration of the motions passed at our last meeting with regard to the committee, the elections committee listservs plural.
What?
Which motion?
I'm sorry, I'm not.
There was a motion passed at our last meeting
with regard to the setting up of various listservs.
Oh, yes, the listserv motion, and we were going to...
And I gave notice that I wish to rescind that motion.
Okay,
and offer
the minute should reflect that notice has been given.
Right.
That there will be a motion to rescind a motion previously adopted regarding a listserv.
Motion, plural.
Okay, motion.
Regarding the formation of a listserv?
Regarding the three motions that we passed last week with regard to last month.
Okay.
Like last week. With regard to the election.
Okay, it has been given that on the next agenda there will be a motion to rescind those.
That's correct.
Right.
At the next meeting.
Okay. So done. Let's go home.
Okay. Those
except
are volunteering.
Except we're
going to
stay on for a minute.
Elections committee and, I mean, the listserv
we're the
committee.
Same people.
And
it's the same three.
Unpaid staff people are asked to stay on the call.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I have
Terry,
to leave.
Thank you so
Let
much.
Let me know about the work group and what you guys decide so I can decide if I can jump in with you or not.
We'll
this
put it on the list. Terry, thank you so much for
You're
sharing
welcome.
This very difficult section.